The question was asked, what do our blessings encompass? Meaning, when we don't know about foods that are yet to come to the table, and we make a blessing that could have encompassed those foods, and then those foods are brought to the table, are those foods encompassed? So, for example, if one makes a bar pri adam on carrots, and then to his delight, broccoli is brought to the table, I see these puzzled looks. Who's delighted by broccoli? What? Well, let's say you could. So then he didn't know that broccoli would be brought to the table. Did his blessing encompass the broccoli? So there are two or three that we have to discuss in this question. Firstly is, what is a person's default kavanah? Meaning, when you sit down and you start eating carrots and you make a borei pri ha'adamah, let's say there is broccoli down the table, but right now you're not even thinking about eating that broccoli. When you made the borei pri ha'adamah, you were thinking about the carrots. A second later you look up and say, gee, I'd like some broccoli. So there are two opinions, and we generally go with the opinion that says that when you make a bracha, unless you specify otherwise, we assume your default kavanah is to encompass everything. Now, this isn't so simple, but when in doubt, you have to go with that opinion. It is preferable that you get accustomed to having in mind, when you make a blessing, having in mind that the blessing will encompass anything it can encompass. And then, you don't have to rely on this opinion in the default kavanah, because really, there are more than one opinions when it comes to what is our default kavanah. So you can have kavanah that your blessing will encompass anything it possibly could. You don't have to start thinking and this and that and the other thing. You can just have an all-encompassing kavanah, and it is preferable that one accustoms oneself to having that kavanah. So that's number one. But assuming you sat down and you wanted to eat those carrots, and you made your borei pri ha'adamah on the carrots, and then they brought broccoli to the table, so here, being that the broccoli was available, if you're at home, you could have just gone up to the kitchen and gotten the broccoli. You weren't thinking about the broccoli when you made the blessing. The broccoli wasn't here before you. And again, we're talking to Ashkenazim. You're Ashkenazi, right? Being that it was in the house, you could have eaten it. We say that the default kavanah, if you don't know what your kavanah was, or you know that you weren't thinking about anything but the carrots, so long as you didn't have intent, this blessing is only for the carrots, but you simply had kavanah, I'm making the blessing because I want to eat carrots now. I mean, you see the difference? You can single out the kavanah, but that takes an active kavanah. That means you actively think with intent, I am making this blessing only on the carrots and nothing but the carrots, so help me. Yeah, right? You didn't get that. So that type of kavanah also works, and then it will only encompass the carrots. But why should you do that? So the ideal kavanah is that you should have intent that it will encompass anything it can. The default kavanah, we say, if you don't know what your kavanah was, you thought I'm eating carrots now, being that the carrots were in your possession, they were in the house, the broccoli was in the house. So we say that your blessing encompassed the broccoli too. If you didn't think too much, you just made the blessing on the carrots. And now they bring out broccoli, the broccoli was also encompassed. Now, what happens when you're a guest at my house, or you're sitting here at Machon Meir, and they bring out carrots, and you make a borei pri ha'adamah on the carrots, and then they bring out broccoli? Before they brought out the broccoli, you didn't know the broccoli existed. It wasn't in your possession at all. So we say that you didn't know what would be served. But what you didn't know, the one thing you did know, was that you didn't know. Meaning you knew that you're at someone else's table and they are serving you and you don't know what's next. So when you made a blessing, we say your default kavanah was that your blessing should encompass other things. Even though you didn't think about it at the time, but you knew in general that you're sitting at someone else's table, and therefore your kavanah was that whatever they're going to bring is what you're going to choose from, what you're going to eat. So even though when you made the blessing you had in mind the carrots, But bottom line, you knew in general there was potential for other food to be brought out, and therefore the blessing encompasses the other foods as well. The bigger problem is when you sit down to eat the carrots and you make a Bore Pri Adama on the carrots and you have in mind the carrots, and let's say you even have in mind other things that you might eat for lunch, and you sit there munching on the carrots, and your wife, she walks in and she says, "Honey, I got watermelon." And you say, "Great." And she proceeds to slice the watermelon and give you a piece of watermelon. Now, when you made the blessing of Bore Pri Adama on the carrots, there was no watermelon in the house. That is different because at the time that you made the blessing, the watermelon was not in the house. You didn't even know it existed and it wasn't in your possession technically. It wasn't here. Correct. It's different than the broccoli being in the kitchen when you made your blessing, you had in mind the carrots, but potentially in the back of your mind you knew there was other food in the house. Here you sit down to make a Bore Pri Adama on the carrots and your neighbor comes knocking on the door and says, "Hey, have some watermelon. I just tasted this delicious watermelon. I won't be able to finish it myself. You have a slice." When you take that slice, you have to make another blessing, because there's no way that your blessing could have encompassed that slice. That slice was not in your possession when you made the blessing, so your blessing couldn't have encompassed it. Even if you would have had in mind, "My blessing should encompass everything I have. I'm making an Adama on the carrots, and potentially I might take anything else in the house, but this isn't in the house." You don't sit there thinking, "I'm making an Adama on my carrots and on the slice of watermelon in my neighbor's house." I hope you're not thinking that. So then your Adama couldn't have encompassed that. So to recap, when we make a blessing, ideally we should have in mind that the blessing would encompass anything it can potentially encompass. And then it encompasses anything that's in our possession. We assume not. Then it encompasses anything that's in my possession. If I did not have that kavanah, I just had in mind that when I'm making the blessing, I'm making it on the food I'm eating now, then there are different opinions, but halachically we say you have to go with the opinion that says that it encompassed other things as well, even though you just thought about the carrots. But in general we say if you want to eat something else and you didn't think specifically what it would be about, what your blessing was about, so you have to go with that opinion, but it's better not to have to go to that default. You can single out your intent and say, "My blessing is only on these carrots and not on anything else," and then really it doesn't encompass anything else. If you made a blessing and you're a guest at someone's house or you're a guest at Machon Meir, so then we say the default kavanah is that whatever they'll bring you, the blessing will encompass. Even if you didn't think about it, that's what your default is. If you're in your own home and you made a blessing, and even if you had in mind that that blessing should encompass everything you own, and then someone comes in and gives you food that you did not have in your possession when you made the blessing, then the blessing couldn't have encompassed that food and you would have to make another blessing. Clear? Yeah. That would be the case with Ha'adama, Ha'etz, I think Mizonot as well. I don't know what we would say about Hamotzi. If you're in the middle of a meal and your neighbor brings in food, do we say that the Hamotzi didn't encompass that food because it wasn't in your possession? I don't know what we would say there. Yes. But your neighbor's food, I don't know what we would say about it. I don't know. I don't know. It's a good question. I'll give you another example, which is another good question that was asked, and it's unclear what two people heard the answer and two people heard two different answers from the same rabbi. They both heard him say the same thing. They both understood him differently. Let's say you come home and you make your Bore Pri Adama on carrots. You have in mind you're eating carrots. Your wife calls out and says, "Hey, I bought watermelon. There's new watermelon in the fridge." And when you made the blessing, you didn't even know it was in your possession. So here we enter, it's basically what you're trying to pinpoint is, Is it contingent on your thought? And can your thought encompass what you don't own? Or is it contingent on your possession? And your possession, your blessing will encompass what you can't know about, what you don't know is in your possession altogether. That is the question. It's a very good question. And I haven't been able to pinpoint. I have an indication what I think the answer is, but I haven't been able to prove it to myself sufficiently. I'm not convinced of what the answer is.